The second government shutdown of the year lasted less than 6 hours, the shortest one since the 1970s. But that was plenty of time for people around the country to jump on social media and regale us with their expertise, because it's 2018 and hashtag everyone's an expert. Femi OK is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, and she joins us now from Washington. Hi there, Femi.
Hello there.
OK, so how did people talk about the shutdown online?
Exhaustion. Here we go again. And this one from Citizens Outpost. The US government shut down and reopened while you were sleeping. And that was posted above a picture of the Republican Rand Paul looking very stoic. But if you want to stay on message, look at Speaker Paul Ryan's Twitter feed. And there you will see, this is a great victory for our men and women in uniform. We ultimately reached a bipartisan compromise that fully funds our troops.
Well, you mentioned Rand Paul there, Senator Rand Paul. There were a lot of people reacting to him in particular because he did indeed vote for the GOP tax cut plan, which sizably increased the national deficit, but then held up that Senate vote last night to complain about the deficit that this budget would create. So what were people saying about that?
Well, each of the what now seems to be regular shutdowns, they're labelled as somebody's name. So there was the Chuck Schumer shutdown, and now this one has been known as the Rand Paul shutdown. Owning it.
So let's move on to the world of reality television there then now.
But and this, also politics, bizarrely
enough,
of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, this one's, we're not leaving politics because, I don't know, politics and reality TV are awfully close these days, because we have Omarosa Manigault back in the news talking about her time in the White House.
It's been minutes.
She was, because she's got this new gig, right? A contestant on Celebrity Big Brother. We have a little tape here. She's answering questions from other contestants about working for President Trump.
Does anybody say to him, what are you doing?
I mean, I tried to be that person, and then all of the people around him attacked me. Was like, keep her away. Don't give her access.
Femi, how are people reacting to this?
People are going nuts. Basically, pull up your screen, get some popcorn, and sit down and enjoy Twitter exploding over this. Brian Pereca from The Hollywood Reporter says, here we go. At Omarosa starts talking at real Donald Trump in her return to reality TV career. That's where they first met, of course. She says, countries should be worried. Quote here, it's not going to be okay. It's not. It's so bad. Now, the debate, Meghna, online is really, is Omarosa acting? Is she telling the truth? Are we really getting our news about the President of the United States from Celebrity Big Brother? Or is this all just drama? And that question will go on as Celebrity Big Brother goes on.
It could be all of the above, right?
All of the above. Everything. Because it's 2018. And there's not a fine line between reality TV and our current political situation.
Oh, dear. Okay, so let's move on to another story. This one is genuinely unrelated to politics, and I want to end Friday. I have a good news here on Friday, because Gerber has a new spokesbaby for 2018, 18-month-old named Lucas. He has Down syndrome, and he'll be featured on Gerber's social media pages throughout the year. What's been the response to seeing Lucas be the Gerber baby?
If you haven't seen Lucas yet, look him up. Lucas Warren, he is so photogenic. Congratulations to Gerber, because they obviously picked a baby that lights up the screen. You look at his face, you can't resist but smile. He's popping up all over people's social feeds. Kim Richards on Twitter summed it up perfectly. This is a huge positive response from online, mostly. Finally, something on Twitter, Kim says, that doesn't make me want to take a day off life.
I've just pulled his picture up here. He is absolutely adorable. There's one photograph of him in a little bow tie with a smile that could literally light up
it's
the room.
A beautiful baby. Lots of praise, of course, including this one from the Global Down Syndrome Foundation. On Twitter, they posted a picture of Lucas, and it's a split frame with the iconic Gerber baby. And then, I mean, you look at them both. They look like twinsies, basically. But more importantly, here's what the post said. A huge congrats to the incredible Lucas, the first Gerber baby with Down syndrome since the contest started in 1920. Everybody's calling him precious, adorable, sweetie. But parents of Down syndrome children are pointing out that Gerber insurance, obviously linked to the company, doesn't always cover Down syndrome children, pointing that out. And maybe with the spokesbaby being Lucas and having Down syndrome, perhaps this might just change things.
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take care.